Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
July 8th, the Smile Center will be at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101 in Germantown. Same days and hours, just a new and improved location at the corner of Germantown Road and Farmington, right next to MedPost. As you know, the Smile Center is headlined by Dr. Mady Sadeghi. He's my dentist, he's my wife's dentist, he's my children's dentist, and what makes this place, the Smile Center, great is the fact that the folks in the office take care of you and treat you like family. You never feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see friends. So if you need a dentist, look no further than the Smile Center, which is on the move. The new location at 1941 South Germantown Road opens July 8th. For more information, visit SmileCenterMemphis.com or just call them 901-309-1333.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to we wanna stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Your boy is here. I'm playing sick. There ain't no problem. You can still hear it on me. It's been weighing on me. John Martin continues, I can't smell or taste a thing. And I wish I couldn't feel any pain because then I wouldn't have felt what happened to me last night, John Martin.
Yeah, well.
Don't you even start. Don't want to hear nothing.
Smell this. Taste this.
Two and two. With the bases loaded and one out.
Oh, my God.
Deep to right field. Way up there and way out of here. Second deck walk-off home run. Grand slam, Bryce Harper. Wow. The Phillies have come from behind.
Oh, you want me to hear all the cheering?
Yes.
Why would you do your boy like that, man? We're
honestly
supposed to be brothers. Brad Carson, you were obviously involved because you had to find the audio. So why would y'all do that to a brother today that's already feeling bad? You double down on it with a sick loss by the Cubs.
Well, because it came at the hands of the man that you despise most.
It's really just his hair I despise.
Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
He's
a Cubs killer.
Weren't you hoping he would join you?
No.
You weren't?
I told you I didn't want him for the $400 million, which he didn't sign for $400, a little less than that. But I told you I didn't want him. He remains a Cubs killer.
So just before, because this
thanks for that, John and Brad.
This will be the only
great
time.
Great start to the day.
I don't know why I knew this happened. I saw this, somebody retweeted
it
into my feed.
It was everywhere.
Well, it was a walk-off grand slam. That's pretty nice. That's a nice accomplishment for him.
Don't act like you know what that is.
Dude, you act like Bryce Harper hadn't done nothing since he got to the Phillies.
Brad, this fool said, was that a walk-off? three run walk-offs? Said John,
I wasn't watching the game.
A grand slam. The bases were low. That's usually four runs.
The John Kruk, oh my God, makes that call, really.
Oh,
that's special.
On. Oh, Krucky was just setting us up, too. He said, I feels like something special's about to happen around here. Shut your old big tail up. And he sure was right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right, thanks, guys. Great start to the show.
What because we're not going to discuss it later in the show, where does that leave the Cubbies in the race?
Well,
for
because the
NL Central?
Cardinals are some lost to some bums in the red yesterday. We're fine. We're percentage points behind the Cardinals, but we're fine. We've just got to get off the road.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
We are one of the worst road teams in baseball. Stellar at home. We've just got to keep it. Right now, no bullpen. Everybody's hurt. We've just got to fend these guys off, Brewers and Cardinals, until we get back home.
Well, that's been the case for the last 3-4 years, it feels like. You know, you're always in a tight race. Now, were you watching this last night? Has it happened?
What did all of these baseball questions from you?
Yeah, you weren't watching because it's baseball.
This is like you saying bollocks on twice during a show.
Yeah.
This ain't right.
Yeah, well, you weren't watching because there's 55 games left in baseball, and you don't give a damn until we get down to the final stretch, which I 100% understand.
Well, we're getting there.
That's
enough baseball.
Tough loss last night.
I like y'all like to talk baseball after Cubs lose. I like the way you play it, man.
Tough loss for the Cubbies last night.
Brad, might as well hear it again, huh?
And one out.
Oh, my God.
Deep to right field.
Oh, my God.
And way
it killed him. It killed him.
I think Cardinals fans enjoy giving it, taunting the Cubs more than they actually do winning.
Yeah, I think
that's about giving it to the Cubs.
That's true.
It's actually get more out of it.
They haven't been doing much in the grand scheme of things lately. So you have to find pleasures where you can.
Mm-hmm. I think that Jason is at. I will attest he's
is
correct.
Is that a true statement?
Yeah, I think it's an equal pleasure.
You'd rather just embarrass us than actually win a World Series.
You want to have multiple pleasures, though. Yeah. You don't just want one pleasure. You want to give it to the other guy when you're in that rivalry.
Well, y'all are doing it, and you've been successful at it this morning. I really, really appreciate
so
it.
So sadly,
thanks,
you are starting your weekend on a sour note. With the walk-off grand slam last night by your fierce arch nemesis Bryce Harper, but you'll move on. You'll pick yourself up and you'll be okay. I'm sure you have more games this weekend. This will be a distant memory in about 3 days.
Baseball doesn't stop, John.
Here's what we have going on the show. I detest it in many ways. Like that's why you know, but that's a different conversation for a different day. Here's what we have going on the show today. At 11:25, we're going to be joined by John Clayton. John Clayton, of course, covers the NFL for the Washington Post. Used to be with ESPN Nights with the Washington Post. We'll talk to him about the NFL action last night. Kyler Murray really struggled against the Raiders. I don't know if it's because of the Raiders or if it's just because he's a rookie quarterback, but he definitely struggled last night. He did not look like the water bug, right, that maybe you thought he would be, you know, mm-hmm. where he's getting out of the pocket and scrambling for 12, 15, 18 yards.
Yeah.
The Raiders had a good game plan, you know, and we'll see how the Cardinals adjust going forward with Kyler Murray, if it is adjustable. But he really struggled last night with penalties, you know.
Yeah, the hand clapping, the abrupt hand clapping.
Yeah, with penalties. I mean,
do we not see that from most, though?
I feel like we do.
They were picking on him a little bit.
I was watching that, and I was like, yeah, that looks like that was an offsides by the Raiders, or neutral zone infraction.
You know, I've seen Aaron get called not on the clap, but just the jerking itself when he's trying to pull you off Aaron Rodgers. He's trying to pull you. Most time they don't mess with him on it, though, and they let him do it. I guess this clap was just, you know. It just stood out too much. But most of these guys get away with some form of this in some fashion. Anyway,
for sure.
It didn't help them that they were all bothered about that, because when you got that Raider blitz coming after you, I tell you what, this Raiders team looks really good. Looks like it might be a contender this year. That defense, John Martin, was fantastic last night.
Will you play the walk-off again?
Mm-hmm. No need. I mean,
if this is how this is going to go today, you know, my team's coming in on a win. Your team is coming in on an L.
Oh, y'all looked. I mean, you guys looked like world beaters last night when you up 26-0.
2-2.
Was this supposed to shut me up? It won't. Raiders are trash.
I'll keep it queued up through the show now.
Don't look at that win last night over a bungling Cardinal team and think you about to come out with something. You understand what I'm saying? I will talk over this mess.
Yeah, but it ain't gonna change what happened now, is it?
Oh my God.
It ain't gonna change what happened.
Like you said, John, I'll be over it soon.
Now, if you're gonna come in here and you're gonna disrespect what my team did last night.
I said you look good.
No, that ain't what you meant. I mean, just so you know, Derek Carr, 2 of 2, 40 yards, touchdown. Josh Jacobs looking like the next great NFL running back.
I told you I got my eye on him for fantasy.
I mean, we look damn good. Lewis Riddick, our man, one of our favorite NFL analysts, tweets at like 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what he's doing, but he was tweeting at 3 o'clock in the morning saying that Derek Carr is about to have his best season ever.
It's like he woke up out of a dream to tweet that.
Fever dream. Yeah. You're having fever dreams about Derek Carr.
So I can tell you're excited
but
and
anyway,
bubbly for John.
We're going to talk to John Clayton about Kyler Murray. We're going to talk to John Clayton about Sam Darnold.
He had a sit-down with Paxton Lynch here recently as well.
Yep.
And sort of asking Paxton about, you know, where you are in your head right now and battling for that number two job, obviously, behind Russell Wilson in Seattle. So we'll ask him about sitting down with Paxton. see how he's doing.
Yeah, so we will definitely do all of that with John Clayton at 11:25. Then at 1:25, we'll be joined by Jeff Calkins again. He's our Bahamas correspondent. We will talk to him about everything that went down yesterday in the Bahamas in the second game of the foreign tour for the University of Memphis. So that is the show today. We're going to be joined by John Clayton at 11:25, and then at 1:25, Jeff Calkins is going to join us. But before we get to that, the Chicago Cubs played a game last night. Brad, do we have any audio from that game last night? Because I'm not sure if we've covered it extensively enough. I just want to make sure all of our listening audience knows.
It is not the lead to this show, John.
What happened last night, because it was absolutely vital in the NL Central race, what happened last night.
Oh, I was ready to fire Joe Maddon
against the Phillies.
I don't think he should be fired.
2-2 with the bases loaded.
I was ready last night. Yeah, y'all did this with Parkey last year.
That is cruel, bro.
You come in here, we double doink it. You do this with Parkey. You play the audio over and over. Now you're doing this Bryce walk off over and over.
Did you see how fast he ran too, Jason? I mean, just trotting.
Yeah.
No, seriously, that's enough. I mean, that's just
one of the greatest moments of his career.
You know,
are you really, Brad?
That's enough.
Neither one of you. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
You know what? Let's just move on. Let's just move on to happier events. Yesterday, the University of Memphis played a game against some team. I don't know who they are or where they came from.
Was that a game?
It was certainly something that occurred.
Who are these folks playing? You said I didn't want to believe you when you said it was all 40-year-olds getting off from work.
I told you.
But I read Calkins' column, and that sure seemed like exactly what the whole team was.
They played the Bahamas National X team. Like, they skipped C, D, E, F, G.
Who is it, Select? I thought it was Select Z team.
According to the Go Tigers Go website, it was the Bahamas National team.
No, that got scratched.
B team.
This was Select.
Okay, so this was the Select.
Bahamas National, they gave Texas Tech
Wednesday. I think it was the Bahamas Great Value
this
team.
This was Bahama Laundromat team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was the Bahamas Dr. K team.
They literally had no one, John, according to Munsey, no one over at Commercial Field, no one taller than 6'2 on this squad.
Yeah, so
thrown together.
They came late. In at the exact last minute. Yeah, everybody literally. Finally got there at the exact last minute. Their leading scorer was Deontay Smith, who had 20 points. He had 20 points on 7 of 18 shooting.
Well, thanks
from the
for
field.
That.
He was minus 52. Joseph Abel, Abel Joseph was minus 74 in 39
They need to get that fool off the floor.
How the hell you minus 74?
That's the whole damn, John, what, they win by 75? Yeah. That's it. He is the problem. Get that fool off the floor and send him back to Atlantis.
Now, he did play. He played. The reason why he's minus 74, of course, is because
he was out there the entire time. I get it, John.
But, I mean, I feel
he's
like
your problem, though.
You got to make an adjustment there. On this box score, the coach.
I like how you're going through what they did.
The coach spot is blank, and the assistant spot is blank. I think this team was coachless.
Heard from Calkins is a cop. And he's a bike cop.
Okay. Well, he should have arrested Abel Joseph for that performance, because that was a crime against humanity.
I don't think he can arrest Abel Joseph, because I think he's Bahamas police too.
Okay. They're both police officers?
You had police and guys who worked in the laundromat.
Abel Joseph should have turned himself in after this performance. You know, they do have a captain. His name is Dennis Turquest, but he only played 6 minutes. So I'm not sure what's going on there.
He's not captain much.
Yeah, this is a strange dynamic they got going on this team, and I wonder how they'll recover from this ass beating.
Got to see what we're doing. It's hard to draw from this because of who they were playing, right?
You're saying the NBPA Select?
Yeah, yes.
Because that's who the focus is on, right? That's who we wanted to talk about. Mm-hmm. It's like how they recover from this.
Well, absolutely.
They have very high expectations this season at the precinct.
No, I want to sit here and do like we did yesterday and play one shining moment and get overly excited about this team, but we really can't because – literally, it was that. Look, the team they played the day before obviously gave Temple a run, lost to him by two, was up late on him. Decent.
Yeah.
Yes, we saw that. Not high level, but decent.
Right.
Yesterday was like, what are you doing out there type stuff. And so, again, when you look at some of these numbers for the Tigers, you have to certainly take it not with a grain of salt, but with a whole salt shaker.
Yeah, I think that is definitely true. I think that is absolutely right. Memphis wins this game 135-60. It was never close. It was a joke, really. It was the whole thing was a joke, which I don't know if you expected me to have this take today, but when I was reading yesterday from Munns and Drew Hill and Calkins and everybody that was there, that
that the team didn't even really show up until like the absolute last minute.
6 minutes before tip-off, yeah.
I think I would have considered not playing the game.
That thought crossed my mind.
You know, because you already don't have James. You're already being very cautious with James Wiseman.
Right.
You know, Precious isn't on the trip. Not that you're going to have an issue with depth, right? Like, you're loaded. But if God forbid, somebody got hurt in this game, you know, that is a joke. That is no different than you or me and Brian. Like, if we just compiled six or seven people from 92.9.
Right.
Like, that's the equivalent of what this game was. It was absolutely, there was no value in it. You are better off just scrimmaging yourself.
It's a fair argument.
And so if I'm Penny Hardaway, and I know these things are all like pre-arranged and you have to, you know, whatever, but I'm talking to the closest official that I can talk to, and I'm saying, you know what? I am not playing this game. Because if first of all, they're not even here. Who knows where they came from? You know, I don't know what the value is.
I like I told you, the thought crossed my mind. Because again, John, you sit there, and what about those 450 to 500 Tigers fans? What do you tell them that paid $60 a ticket to see that squad?
I mean
if you're Penny Hardaway, I could say real easy, hey, you could. But no, are you going to do that?
Well,
no,
just do an inter-squad scrimmage.
Maybe.
People would have loved to see that, you know. They would have loved to see that.
I'm not sure more so than seeing them all beat down
this one squad. Police officers.
I'm with you. It was ridiculous. It's a 75-point game. Your point is absolutely valid. Like, what value can you draw out of this? What at all?
Right.
You know, we could sit up here and say chemistry and Damian Ball's getting 13 rebounds, but again, you're doing it against a team that doesn't have anybody taller than 6'2".
No doubt, man.
So DJ Jeffrey's been fantastically efficient in the two games, but again, it's who you're doing against. That said, you got a crowd, you got a ballroom full of folks that are expecting a game. And John, just in the sense that, dude, every time they go out to practice, there's always a chance that somebody could go down. Right? You understand what I'm saying? So I'm with you because of who you're playing, even more so than the day before, John. You're literally talking about dudes are getting off from work, right? They're not, you know, you don't know what kind of condition they're in. You don't, you know. So I understand there's a little bit more risk there, but I think if you're Penny Hardaway, you say a little prayer. No doubt before that game, and you said, man, I hope everybody comes out of this healthy, and you go ahead and play the game because you got 450, 500 people down there expecting the game.
It's true. I mean, that's definitely an element to it. You have to consider
but
that.
I think your point's absolutely valid because there was very little to get out of this. Now, John, it's not just Memphis. It looks like, you know, other teams that have been down there, Temple's had their schedule change, look like, you know, Texas Tech's going back and forth. Maybe theirs is legit. I think they get the Serbian team here coming up.
Yeah.
But this happens down there where, you know, teams don't end up showing up there and you have to throw something together. And, yeah, I'm with you. I can feel where you're coming from, but I think just with the situation because you've already sold the tickets and you just hope for the best and come out. We said this going in.
Right.
The best thing for this team while they're down there is literally their health, to come back healthy. And so you got through it. No injuries or anything else. I'm with you on what value there was, but you just play the game and get done. Hopefully this next one will be a little bit more of a challenge, but there seems to be some – Are they playing the team that just beat Texas Tech on the Bahamas national team that just beat Texas Tech on Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
A Texas Tech team that went to the Final Four? Are they playing? I heard Calkins talking about it. Sound like they got a C team lined up for Saturday. So trying to figure out which one it is. It feels like you just kind of got to see when they tip the ball off.
Yeah, James Wiseman did not play yesterday. Somehow was still a plus 12. Just to give you an idea of, you know, how bad this team they were playing. He was a plus 12 and a plus minus.
To your point, you playing a team full of 6'2s. James Wiseman, you're already being super cautious with the shoulder. What in the world would you have him out there for? So again, going back to your point, good James Wiseman didn't play yesterday.
Yeah, I wouldn't play him at all on the strip. I mean, they're at this point, you know. I mean, when you look up and down this box score, DJ Jeffries was 10 of 13 from the field. Boogie Ellis was 6 of 9 from the field. Tyler Harris was 6 of 10 from the field. Isaiah Maurice was 7 of 14 from the field. I mean, it was just an absolute bloodbath. It was really like Memphis was playing against a bunch of amateurs who they just pulled off the side of the road.
So I'm looking at the box score yesterday and again this morning and trying to – Jason, what is there anything you can pull out of this against a team like that? It's very little. But DJ's efficiency, yes, inside the three-point line has been tremendous, but even more so his rebounding. But again, look who it's against. But here's one I think you can. That certainly looks like you're definitely going to get it from more people than what you got it from last year, and hopefully at a higher percentage. But, John, they're 30 of 69 from three over the two games. A lot of those uncontested. A lot of those, I mean, the team that they're playing can't contest them, sure. But that's a 43.5% clip. And here's the key, and the coach, the guy that you that we pointed out, a police officer in his usual job, was pointing out how it came from everywhere. Isaiah Maurice hit three threes yesterday. Boogie Ellis back shooting the thing again. Tyler Harris more efficient yesterday from the outside. And I think, John, the thing we can't – forget the number and the percentage as much, because that's something that's got to – you've got to do that over time.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you can get that three-point shooting, we think, from all over the floor this year. Keep in mind, James can step out there.
Yep.
We've absolutely seen it. Now, how much will he do it this year? We'll see. But again, James can step out there. We know Lance Thomas can shoot the ball. Again, Isaiah Maurice goes 3 of 3 from yesterday. You will get it, not to mention the entire backcourt can shoot this year, comparatively speaking to what it was last year. You got Lester now. You got Tyler in the mix. And we know Boogie Ellis can knock down the outside shot. So it's going to come from all over the floor. That's what Penny wants when he's talking this positionless basketball, both offensively and then defensively, with how versatile you can be. That's a good sign that you're seeing those threes drop. This will be a better shooting team. We expected it to be as much because the talent's improved.
Yep.
But this will be a better three-point shooting team, and it'll be harder to defend in the sense that Tyler was the one guy you had to mark last year. Now it's going to be a bunch of guys that can hurt you from out there, it looks like.
Yeah, so anyway, Memphis rolls. It was a layup line. That's what it was. And it's really hard to, you know, because at least when you think about the Canada trip, what was it, 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Those teams were college teams, and they were actually running things. I mean, I didn't see this game yesterday, but I can imagine they weren't running much of anything.
It was
just
like, watched,
go play. Like, no, just go, you know, go try not to die.
Sure.
You know? So, anyway, Memphis posts its second straight lopsided victory in the Bahamas.
Off today and back at it on Saturday. And,
that's right.
Okay.
And then they come back Sunday.
No, they got another one Sunday. Couldn't come back.
Come back Monday.
Either right after or come back Monday.
Yeah. So anyway, it's off to a good start in the Bahamas for the University of Memphis as they beat police officers and donut shop workers and anybody else that decided they wanted to play in this game yesterday by a score of 135-60. All right, we'll come back. John Clayton will join us. We will talk NFL with him. Kyler Murray last night. We will talk about Sam Darnold, Paxton Lynch. Lots more to come. John Clayton up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Escaping somewhere this summer? Whether you're hitting the beach, taking the family camping, or lounging by the pool, take your favorite news, sports, music, and podcasts with you. How? Just download the free Radio.com app and start listening now. Download it today on your phone or connected device, or listen on your smart speaker. Wherever your summer carries you, you can listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Get more 92.9. Download the Radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
It's finally here. The warm months, weekends filled with cookouts and pool parties. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you're going to be at lots of cookouts and pool parties. And by at them, I mean hosting them. And if you want to sip a drink while you're on the grill or just hanging out, you should grab a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. And as you surely know by now, it's so smooth, you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, raspberry, and check this out. New Amsterdam now also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
What you're listening to is a father who overslept starting his day.
Gah, my wallet!
It's hard to remember everything when you're not sleeping well.
Honey, have you seen my wallet? Never mind, got it!
Good thing, because IKEA is rolling out new lower prices for mattresses, bed frames, dressers, and more.
Oh, my keys!
Everything he needs to have a good night's sleep.
Honey?
And an easier morning.
While supplies last, visit your IKEA store, ikea-usa.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish reminding you about Danny Morrison Roofing Professionals. They are a local, family-owned and operated business that's been serving the Mid-South's residential and commercial roofing needs since 2010, and they're known as the home of the free roof. They work with all insurance companies, and if you qualify for a new roof, you can get one with no out-of-pocket cost. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. By the way, Danny's looking to hire an additional salesperson, so if you're interested, give him a call, and if you want a free roofing inspection, again, just call 870-0186. That's 901-870-0186. Tell them Gary Parrish told you to call.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Hey, right up to the party, right up to the party, high.
Clayton is a columnist for the Washington Post. He's on Twitter at John Clayton NFL. He joins us now. John, what's going on? Thank you for the time, as always.
Happy to be here. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing well. Lots to get to. We're happy and excited that NFL is back, at least in the form of preseason. Let's start with the number one overall pick last night. He was on ESPN. Really struggled. Struggled with, you know, certainly getting outside the pocket. Struggled with, you know, delay of games, you know, penalties like that. What did you think of Kyler Murray's struggles last night?
Just a bad night. And, you know, the growing pains that he's going to have, particularly bringing a new offense into the league. And you can see two of the penalties were in shotgun formation. He was too animated with his hand signals and all that. And so he gets flagged for that. Remember, there's only eight calls in that in the entire league last year. Mm-hmm. And so he gets two in one half. That's, you know, that's, he'll learn from that. He'll learn to get rid of the ball a little quicker. But, I mean, overall, he's done great, other than yesterday. And that's, I think, that the growing process that you're going to have. I mean, he was 6-for-7 or 6-for-7 last week. He's been great as far as leadership, as great as far as his poise. Last night, he kind of got out of it, and, of course, he'll learn from it.
Raiders safety LaMarcus Joyner said in a sideline interview that he is trying to phase out these college offenses, these pretty boy offenses. Is there merit to you know, just the perception that college offenses and that Cliff Kingsbury is coming into, you know, the league with? Is there merit to the cynicism and the doubt about him?
I mean, you can see more and more. Most of the good offensive coaches are incorporating a lot more of the college stuff, and you need to, because, I mean, this is the feeder system coming out of college. I mean, these are the offenses, the spread, the air raid that pretty much everybody is having, and so you better adjust like that. Now, we'll see if the air raid can work. This might be a little too extreme. You know, it's four receiver sets, 99% to 100% as far as shotgun formation. And you can see a little bit, you know, David Johnson did some good things catching the football, but it seemed to be a little bit of a struggle, you know, with him, you know, coming out of the shotgun and doing that. So this might be too extreme. But again, if you're a Joyner and you're defensive players, you better get used to it, because, you know, with the RPOs and everything else, more offensive coaches are getting head coaching jobs. More offenses are going in somewhat in that direction.
John, if you're a Titans fan or anybody else in the AFC South, how closely should you be monitoring this Andrew Luck situation, this ankle injury? Or it's kind of morphed, right? The injury has changed.
Yeah.
How concerned are you about Andrew Luck's availability for week one?
Pretty concerned. I think there's a good chance he may have to miss the game, because you know, if it's a high ankle sprain that it's morphed into, and remember, this has been 3 months it's taken to get to this point, so I don't know what point it became a bone injury to a point where now it's looked to be as a high ankle sprain, because, you know, they could be 4 to 6 or 6 to 8 weeks. And so, I mean, you would have to think right now, and they've got to make the decision next week, you know, if he's playing or not playing. And so right now, I don't think things look too great.
With a healthy look, I think most of us give the Colts the division. But if he's not healthy, and you got to think, too, if he comes back even, you know, week three, week four, he can put a run together like they did last year. But if he's not, how does that division play out, John? Who do you give the edge to in that division, if no healthy look?
Well, I think that, I'm right now I'm not sold on Houston. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though they've pretty much done, you know, 9 wins, win the division type of stuff. Last year they got a little bit better with 11. But I think you can see there's some issues right now with Clowney's holdout,
right,
and problems on the offensive line. So I think what it does, I mean, it puts Tennessee now in a good spot to be able to do some things. And then if Jacksonville can bounce back.
Yep.
And so maybe Jacksonville first and Tennessee second. But I think that, it certainly makes things even closer because, the one thing I kind of went on last year, when you have a top seven quarterback, which, of course, Luck is somewhere in the top seven, a decent defense that gives up less than 23 points a game, they gave up 21.5,
mm-hmm,
and somewhat of a good running game, you're going to win 8, 9, and possibly 10 games, if not go better. And that's where they are. But if they don't have Luck, I mean, you see what they're 10-16, I think, without Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
You know, each time he's away, they have a better chance of losing.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to John Clayton, columnist for the Washington Post. Follow him on Twitter at John Clayton NFL. Dwayne Haskins, I mean, he's showing off why he was drafted. Big play potential, that is exactly what you're seeing with him. 55-yard touchdown pass to Robert Davis. How should the Redskins navigate their quarterback situation?
I think he should kind of go into the season with the veteran quarterback and what's to be, Case Keenum, and then, slowly get Haskins out there. So I don't know if it's going to be week 5, week 6, but I don't think you want to rush him in and start him at week 1. He's only had 1 year of starting in college. You can see that he's been up and down in practice. But again, I think he's a good one. I think mm-hmm. that you can make the argument that he and Kyler Murray were the best two quarterbacks in this draft. And so at some point this year, he's going to play. But if you're Jay Gruden, you don't want to rush it. Plus, if you're Jay Gruden and you're putting a rookie quarterback out there, I mean, you have a better chance of losing. And if they lose, you have a better chance of losing your job.
Yeah. Every offseason, every season, there's hyper-focus on Aaron Rodgers' relationship with his coach. You know, he's got a new one now, and Matt LaFleur did not light the world on fire in any sense in Tennessee last season offensively. Do you think that Aaron and the Packers will find some resurgence under him offensively?
I think it'll be better just because Aaron Rodgers is going to be healthy. Now,
yeah.
I don't think the back injury is going to be too bad that he had that forced him to miss yesterday's game. But, I think that you can see it's a little bit tense at the beginning because Matt wants to do it his way, and Aaron is always going to want to do it his way. And, of course, why not let Aaron Rodgers call audibles? Because, again, that's one of the things he's so good at doing. And, you want to get out of a bad play. So I think both have to make some concessions. But I think in the end, it should be fine.
With Dallas and their situation, you got a quarterback and a running back who both want more than you're willing to pay, at least right now. And on deck, you got a potential star receiver and pieces of a young defense, a good young defense that you've got to get signed up eventually too. How do you handle it, John Clayton? Do you give Ezekiel the money first? Are you paying Dak first? Seems like Dak wants too much, John.
Well, they both probably want too much compared to what Jerry Jones wants to do. And Jerry's always willing to pay his players. But I have to think that you have to get the quarterback done first. The bigger contract dictates what you have left for everybody else. And the sacrifices are ultimately going to be on defense.
Mm-hmm.
Because here they've been drafting so well on defense. They have a lot of good defensive players and a lot of good defensive players who are up. I mean, it could cost them, Byron Jones, a cornerback.
Yep.
It's definitely costing him. Malik Collins will cost him Malil Collins, the right tackle. And I think that if they do something with Elliott this year, then it probably costs them maybe Jalen Smith in another year or two because they'll just start running out of funds. But somehow, some way, they've got to get the three offensive guys done, but it has to start with Dak Prescott.
How high can you go, John? How high can they afford? I mean, is 30 the limit? Can you go to 35 with him? What do you do with Dak on that number?
I think what you try to do is keep it under Carson Wentz's 32, try to go 31.5. Maybe you go to 32.5, but you don't go to 35.
Damn.
I mean, Dak Prescott is good. He's won 66% of his games. He completed 66% of his passes, but he's not a top seven quarterback. And so at this stage, he's probably 12 to 14, and that means he can't get as much as Russell Wilson, who is a top five, top seven quarterback. And that's $35 million for Russell Wilson.
Yeah. You spent some time recently with Paxton Lynch, a guy we know well down here in Memphis. What's he learned, John? How's he positioned in that battle for number two behind Russell Wilson?
Well, based on practices, except for this past week, I mean, he was trailing significantly because you had the inconsistencies that he would have throwing the football and the mistakes that he would make. But he's really had a good week. He did extremely well last Thursday against Denver,
yes,
which, of course, is kind of ironic because it was the Denver Broncos. He did well there. Then he came back on Sunday and had an off practice. On Monday, he practiced really well. same, and he really carried that through the next couple of days.
Good.
And so I think he's on a – again, what Brian Schottenheimer said is that if he – whoever gets the most points in the preseason or does the best job in the preseason games will win the job. And right now he's starting to really catch up to a point where I think if he has a good game on Sunday against Minnesota, he may do it. His big thing is this offense – in Seattle with the RPOs and everything else is better suited to what he had when he was at Memphis.
Yes,
the Denver offense didn't really go to his strengths. And so that he feels good. And I think clearly he's working harder. I know that when he first got here, he was really lost and lost to a point that, they were saying he's not picking up the offense. We better go get somebody else. And they got Geno Smith. But they really like Paxton because he's tall. He's got a great arm. There's more upside in Paxton Lynch than there is in Geno Smith because you kind of know what Geno is. Geno has the edge, but Paxton is really catching up.
Good.
Interesting. Yeah, I remember Justin Fuente, you know, when Paxton was coming out. You know, Justin Fuente was supportive of him. He was there when he made the announcement. But, I mean, he warned everybody that it's going to take time mentally with Paxton. And I think, John, that's probably the side of it that we – not everybody, but some people tend to sort of take for granted just how much of a mental curve there is going from college to NFL, especially at that quarterback position.
Oh, yeah, no question about it. And then, you know, the thing that made it even harder is I don't think Paxton worked hard in his rookie year. Some people thought maybe he played too many video games and stuff like that.
Yep.
And so that played against him. But I think that being cut really woke him up. And then, of course, being cut and sitting for a while woke him up. But I think right now he's on a very positive mode right now, and that could really allow him to possibly make the team.
That'd be awesome to see. We are talking to John Clayton, Washington Post columnist. Follow him on Twitter at John Clayton NFL. We will see what happens when the games start, but on paper it feels like the Steelers are moving on okay without Le'Veon and Antonio Brown. What enables that? Because it feels like most NFL teams, if not every other NFL team, maybe besides the Patriots, if they lost two talents like that, would be rebuilding. So what enables them to let those guys move on and still feel like contenders the next season?
Well, one, they still have talent. Two, they have a great quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger, and now they have a better locker room. Their offensive line is very good. Even though they lose Antonio Brown, they have Juju Smith-Schuster, who is a Pro Bowl-caliber receiver. And even though James Conner is not the same as Le'Veon Bell, he still was good enough to go to the Pro Bowl last year. And then on defense, they're looking pretty good. I mean, they made one of their smartest moves moving up and get Devin Bush, because in getting Devin Bush at inside linebacker, I mean, he's doing the stuff that Ryan Shazier was doing. He's coming in, he's getting the play calls in, he's making plays. I mean, this guy's going to be a Pro Bowler. I don't know if his rookie year, but he's going to have several Pro Bowl trips because how he fits into that defense. And so right now, and you go back to Seattle last year, Seattle went through some of the same stuff. You know, some of the defensive players, Richard Sherman and others, you know, kind of tended to question Russell Wilson, and they just had more strain in the locker room. And so they were a less talented team, just like Pittsburgh is right now, but they were a better team because now that all the conflicts and all the tensions and that were gone, they focused on playing, and last year they won 10 games.
John, the Sam Darnolds look great, you know, and I think highly of Adam Gase and particularly everything he can do with him as a Bears guy. I mean, Cutler had a great year with Gase. You look at that defense, it's going to be pretty good, if not right there at the top of the NFL, and they've got a run game. Now, I'm not ready to go Rex Ryan. I think he said this morning they can challenge the Patriots in that division, but do you look for them to – how big a step do you think those Jets can take?
I think they can get to 7. I can't see them getting to 9. You know, maybe the break that they may have, if Buffalo isn't fully together and, you know, Miami's not going to be too good, if they can pick up 3-4 wins there, you know, then maybe they can get to 8. But they still have a lot of issues right now. I mean, their offensive line is not that good. They've got absolutely nothing at the cornerback position right now. And then you look at the kicking situation. Here they let a Pro Bowler go in Jason Myers. They bring back a kicker, and he ended up retiring, and you saw how bad they kicked last night. So there's still a lot of issues that could hold them back.
Bears at Giants tonight. What's the right time to play Daniel Jones? Is it like Haskins? You just kind of work him in? I mean, I'm not, other than kind of waiting on Daniel Jones, right, and making sure he's ready, what's the point of playing Eli? Do you rush that one? Do you go ahead and put Daniel Jones in?
Well, because if you put Daniel Jones in, I know he completed less than 60% of his passes in college, you're going to have a losing season. And so I'm not saying he's not going to be good in this league. He certainly did well in the first preseason game, but he's got a lot of things to work on. And so that's why John Merrick came out and said that he'd be happy if Eli plays the entire season, because if Eli plays this season, then they have a chance to be 500 or a better team. What you can see happening is that if they're, say, 2, 3, 4 games below 500 by late October, early November, then they'll make the move to Daniel Jones, but not before.
Yeah. Hey, John, we appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Thank you.
He is John Clayton, columnist for the Washington Post, a legendary NFL writer, and I always do appreciate his time. Yeah, I mean, we've talked extensively about Daniel Jones and Eli Manning. You know, the sooner the better there.
Yeah, but I mean, their offensive line in great. You got to make sure you can protect your quarterback for you. I get that. Not, you know, at least for a week one.
Yep.
Not throwing him out there then, but
it's got to be you know, taken into consideration.
You also want to see what you got as well, and you don't know what you've got until you play it against some real defenses and some number ones.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, it probably plays out just the way you said it. They start out slow, which we can certainly see why.
Yep.
They would. They don't have many weapons other than Saquon now. And we see, well, you know, they'll probably start out 2-4 or something like that, and that's when you put them in.
You know,
I'd be curious to see. We're gonna give them the business tonight.
This could be Daniel Jones, you know, coming out party
tonight.
Yes, it could. I mean, if
against the Chicago Bears.
Yes, because listen, if you guys, you know, take your foot off the gas at all, and he takes advantage, he's gonna be the starter in week one. Again, I've seen this happen before, man. I've seen it happen.
You realize our defense gave up the fewest points and had the most turnovers.
Yes, believe me, yes.
You know that.
The Seattle Seahawks, once upon a time, had the most terrorizing defense in the NFL as well. And what I tell you, Derek Carr came in last week the preseason, lit them up for 3 touchdowns in the first half. He got the job. If that happens tonight, again, best defense in the NFL, inflicting terror.
Put some respect on that.
Across the league. Daniel Jones comes in, throws 2 touchdowns and 212. You know, again, he may not play that much. Who knows? But if he does, and that's what happens, he's getting the job. That's just how this thing goes.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. So you guys could make the decision for the Giants tonight.
Nah. I think we'll see him an extended amount of time tonight, quite a bit actually, because what you don't want to do if you want to play Eli all year long, is their goal is to have that man out there for a long time tonight, because
mm-hmm.
he will get rocked. Mm-hmm. You understand? And I mean that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Daniel Jones get on out there because you can take the beating tonight rather than Eli.
I think it's going to be a tough weekend for Chicago sports.
No, the Bears going to redeem us.
I mean, because you had Bryce Harper with the grand slam walk off last night. I think tonight you're going to have Daniel Jones throw for 303 touchdowns against the Bears.
He's not wanting anybody in that long. Nobody's going for 300. This is the best defense in the NFL, bro.
212 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Okay,
that's mark it down. That's what's going to happen tonight. Daniel Jones is going to announce his arrival to the rest of the league.
You think he'd play a team from the Bahamas or something?
Put the rest of the league on watch, on notice. Daniel Jones is here, ladies and gentlemen. And
we're going to show how far he's got to go, just like y'all showed how far Kyler still got to go.
Yeah.
That's not,
well, we certainly did do that. That is true. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jeff Calkins will join us in the third hour. He was down there in the Bahamas yesterday. He had a nice column. About an engagement that took place, and apparently the man's daughter did not know before reading the column that her dad was going to get engaged.
Unfortunate to find out.
You know, you gotta tell your kids. You know, I've never been in that situation, but I feel like the generally accepted proper protocol is to get the blessing of your kids. You know, hey.
Well, I don't know if blessing's the word.
Well,
kids look for the blessing, right, of a parent.
I know, and fine. Not if
you want to let them, because you're not going.
Well, you don't.
If they say no, don't do it. I mean, that's if you're not.
You're just going to say, you know what? Fine.
I think most parents have decided they're not going to let their kids make the decisions for them.
Okay, but you also don't want.
But you include them on those decisions. Yes, you let them know.
Oh, you don't ask them. You just tell them.
I don't know in what world the kids are putting the blessing on it, bro.
Well, yeah, I mean,
to get it through.
Okay, the same way that if you ask for a blessing from a mother-in-law and
yes,
she says now
that's
no,
traditional,
you still gonna you gonna say okay, well, I guess I gotta leave. Bye.
Well, it's really is the father-in-law. It's her father.
Well,
because he can put his foot down, right?
I had a unique situation.
He can keep
situation.
That thing from happening.
I had a very unique deal, but yes. So if you don't get the blessing from mom or dad, you're saying I can't do this.
It's going to be hard.
Really?
It's going to be hard.
If you love that woman.
They've certainly got more pull than the kids do.
If you love that woman, you're going to walk away from her because her mom said no or her dad said no?
Look, I'll tell you a real story. You want to play? I'll tell you a real story. My mom married a black man. Her father threatened to disown her if she did. She still went through with it. She followed through on her heart and followed through on love. Lost her father in the mix. This stuff happens. She went your way. You know, forget what my dad, because of all his old beliefs, believes. I'm gonna marry the man I love. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be sitting here right now if she didn't make that decision.
Right.
Yeah, she followed her heart. So in most cases, you're gonna follow your heart, John. But I think the point I was making is you're certainly gonna weigh that more than what your dang kids think about it.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah. You know what? I mean, I don't know, but you know, she maybe lost her dad, but she gained a beautiful man in you and your brother.
Well, I was gonna say there are a couple of us.
Yeah. And your brother Jeff.
She did. But I don't know that they ever reconciled. You know, they spoke before he passed away and all that, and kind of got, but I never had, that dude was never interested in getting to know us as his grandchildren and all that. So that side was sort of, grandmother was cooler with it. We'd meet her, all that stuff. She's considered, but granddad wasn't going, bro.
That's unfortunate.
Granddad wasn't going for the swirl, man. He was old school, Air Force pilot and all that. So you ain't going to marry that black man.
Yeah.
Mom went on and did it. I'm probably praise God that she did.
Unfortunately, that was also the time we lived in, you know, as a country.
Absolutely.
You know, that doesn't make it
right. Now, that's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a real story right there.
Yeah, it is. It is a real story. And we're so glad that your mom said.
I wouldn't be here sitting with you and Brad right now.
She followed her heart, man.
She did, brother. That took courage.
It did.
Family threatening to cut you off.
I think
courage to follow your heart like that.
I think you have to do that as a person.
I'd like to think I'm that courageous. I don't know that I am. It's certainly some strength that I can aspire to have, but
yeah.
I'm obviously grateful she did.
No question.
You wouldn't
have been here to watch Bryce Harper hit a grand slam walk off against your Cubs last night.
Every segment.
Just imagine if your mom had not gone through with it.
And one out.
Wouldn't have been there to hear this and get sick or see it. Appreciate y'all. Like the way you always bring it back home.
Yeah. Yeah, but thank you for sharing, man. And we're going to get through this. We will stand strong, okay?
Thank you.
The Chicago Cubs faithful. We'll come back. Jason and John, 92 on FM, ESPN.
The Phillies have come from behind.
It's the 2019 92.9 FM ESPN Madden Tournament, hosted by 92.9's Jason and John. Friday, August 23rd, starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Rec Room. Want in? Sign up and see if we draw your name at 92.9ESPN.com. That's 92.9ESPN.com. Bracket play, prizes, Rec Room beer specials, and more. The 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament from Memphis's Madden Station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Exxon and Mobil present How to Be Supremium. First, fill your tank with Exxon and Mobil's Supremium Fuel. New Synergy Supreme Plus. It keeps your engine 2 times cleaner for better gas mileage. Then get the rest of your car 2 times cleaner. My rims are so shiny they can be seen from space. I saw pictures. So clean your engine with new Exxon and Mobil Synergy Supreme Plus. It's supreme. It's premium. It's Supremium. Fill up today or go to Exxon.com for details.
Synergy Supreme Plus gas compared to Synergy regular gas and poor fuel injected engines. Benefits based on continuous use and may vary.
Sweetie, it's Mom. I know you and Bobby have only been dating for 2 days, but I still think we should all celebrate. Oh, we can do margaritas at Chili's. They've got that fancy one of the month for $5, which is like just as many days as your last relationship. Funny, right? Ooh, talk soon.
Come into Chili's now for our $5 margarita of the month. It's the perfect reason to catch up with friends or celebrate whatever. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii and Alaska. Must be 21 to consume alcohol. Drink responsibly.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Choate's has proudly been serving the Mid-South for all your air conditioning, heating, plumbing, and air duct cleaning needs for residential and commercial customers since 1958. To those who support our company and family, we invite you to visit our website and click Refer a Friend to receive up to $100 for each referral mailed back to us. To those who haven't used us yet, visit our website for coupons like our $25 off first service or $25 off air duct cleaning. For those that wanted clogged drains, we have a $99 drain line cleared coupon. And for the commercial business, we have our $99 each commercial tune-up coupon to help keep your business up and running. So visit our website at choateshvac.com or give us a call today at 755-4797 for all your residential and commercial needs. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember.
Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Do it. Head on over to the Wing Guru, 5699 Mount Moriah. We were there yesterday. Told you what my order was. 6 boneless Nashville hot. So good with the seasoned fries and the slaw. That's what you get from Billy Richmond when you go over there. You're going to get hooked up with the best wings in town. Got the best premium flavors as well, don't they, John?
Yep. We were there yesterday, and I got the patented John Martin order. 10 party wings, all drummies, half garlic sriracha, half hot. It was amazing. I'm still thinking about it. It was the best meal I've had perhaps ever in my entire life. And you'll have the same experience over there at the Wing Guru. They got spicy taco. They got garlic sriracha. They got 901. They got Nashville hot. All kinds of flavors for you.
Everybody that goes said we told them the right thing. So if you've been listening to us, but you haven't listened to that bit of advice, head on over now. You're missing out. 5699 Mount Moriah, 7199 Stage Road. When you get there and you see Billy Richmond, you tell him that Jason and John sent you, please.
Scary story yesterday. I mean, really scary story yesterday here in the state of Tennessee. Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his wife were involved in a fiery plane crash.
And the kid.
At the Elizabethton Airport, which is about 21 miles away from Bristol, which is where they were going. Dale Earnhardt was going to Bristol to participate in NBC Sports coverage of the Bass Pro Shops NRA night race.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I just respect the hell out of, like, NASCAR fans. I don't know why, but, like, it's just I just respect that niche, you know, like the dedication that they have. Like, they will watch that. Like, they will watch the NRA night race.
So, yeah. Titans fans, no respect for. Yes. NASCAR fans, you love them.
I really do. It's weird. It's a weird quirk of mine. Yes. But, like, I respect the hell out of somebody who can sit down and enjoy for 3 hours or 4 hours or however long it is, cars driving around in a circle.
It ain't nothing but a big old long day of tailgating, is it? And you do that. You take the old camper out there. And you tailgate all day long, then you go in there and you go. And you go
it's different. Well, I'm saying on TV. I'm not saying when you're there. When you're there, it's like anything else. Like, it'll be fun, you know, to hear to feel the wind from the cars.
You're talking about NASCAR fans that watch it on television.
Yeah, like somebody who's just sitting at home in Bristol, Tennessee, or in, you know, Crittenden County or whatever, and they're watching the damn NRA night race, whatever the hell that is. You know, I'm being sincere. I respect that. You know, I really, truly do.
Strange.
It's strange, but it's true. Anyway, what's also true is that there was a fiery plane crash, and Dale Earnhardt was involved in the crash. Now, thankfully, everybody survived.
It's crazy that they did. None but a miracle.
Everybody is okay, but
did you see the plane? Like,
yes.
It caught on fire.
I mean, you're watching
it.
Like, I mean, it's one of those damn small planes.
You say, how does anybody come out of there alive?
Absolutely.
And his Johnny, I think it was a little girl, a 15-month-year-old. I think it's a girl. Had his wife, had his daughter on there.
Yep.
And they all get out with, you know, the most is just cuts and scrapes and abrasions. So it's a miracle that they're healthy and driving back home, which is show what I would have done. You come out of the sky and have a plane crash. They're driving back home, obviously. Man, I was thinking to myself, good thing that child is only 15 months old, right? That hopefully it's not something that will last, live, and scare you to death. You wouldn't want to be on a plane, all that kind of stuff, that it's early enough in her life that, or him if it's a boy, I can't remember, but early enough in that child's life that this won't scar them in terms of memory and, you know, getting on planes, because it would, Lord knows, it would scare the mess out of me. My dad hated flying
wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
He'd rather, you know, drive to Las Vegas and fly.
Now that's ridiculous. I don't enjoy flying, though. I don't like it. I don't like anything about flying. I don't like going through security. I don't like doing the TSA thing. I don't like waiting. You know, commercial airfare in flying is really a terrible experience overall. Like, it just is.
Well, you keep flying that cheapest airline they got, and you're going to keep getting them trips.
The only reason.
The ones that do one flight a day, maybe. We might fly on Wednesday. We'll let you know. Plane probably going to go. We're going to go to Vegas on Thursday. Straight flight.
You're talking about Allegiant.
I didn't say any names.
Well, everybody knows you're talking about.
You keep talking about how scared you are, and you keep paying that $100 for a plane ticket. It might be the reason.
Well, it's $100 for the ticket, and then you got to pay $50 for the check bag. Then you got to pay $12 for your bag of peanuts. Then you got to pay $12 for your assigned seat. You know,
I bet it's a lot of turbulence on that flight.
Bro, oh, my God.
That's true?
On the way back from Vegas last month, I thought I was going to die. Like, I ain't going to lie to you.
Well, they had those storms. That's why we got redirected to Philly and had to stay overnight. So I get the whole.
Dude.
But you got in.
I was in the middle seat. My wife was to the left of me. We were on the same flight back. And, man, it was shaking as we were, like, leaving the ground. We hadn't even taken off yet, and the damn thing was shaking back and forth. I'm looking around at the people on the flight. I'm like, y'all feel this? Like, am I the only one that feels this?
Yeah, I've done that before. Like, why ain't y'all looking concerned, too?
Dude, and then when we took off, bro, I thought I was on a roller coaster at Six Flags. I mean, we kept dropping and coming back up, and the damn pilot wouldn't even say anything. I was like, well, you know, I was getting mad. I was like, Sam, this is ridiculous, the amount of turbulence on this damn flight. I feel like we're going to die, you know? And she was laughing, and I was like,
man, Stewart is about to get you and take you to the back if you don't calm down, because you're going to have the whole plane messed up with your activity level.
Well, because I had
the way your brain works.
I had my Nintendo Switch, and I was trying to focus on that. I was trying to play that, but I couldn't. I was like, because
they can cuff you, you know.
For what?
Acting a fool on that plane and getting crazy, because if you rile up the rest of that plane, brother, they lose everything.
I wasn't riling up the plane. I was just wondering why people weren't as nervous as I was that we were all about to die in a ball of flames.
Next time, pay more than $60 for a plane flight.
The only reason I took Allegiant to Vegas is because it's the only it's the only airline that goes direct. Mm-hmm. It is. You can't find a direct flight to Vegas out of Memphis International unless you take Allegiant. I don't know why that is. But layovers annoy me as well. I don't like flying. I don't enjoy it.
Well, I don't know how much Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to like it after.
And I can tell you that getting on a small airplane will never happen for me. I'll never go skydiving. I wouldn't go on a helicopter either. I'm not doing none of that. I've seen The Twilight Zone. I know what happens with helicopters.
Stop. All helicopters aren't unsafe.
Dude, your chances of crashing in a helicopter have to be like 32%. I don't have the science in front of me. And same with a small airplane. Can you imagine people who go skydiving?
No.
Jumping out of a plane that's not on fire.
Yeah, I don't. It's not something I've got or have wanted to do. Many of my family have wanted to, and I don't see the whole point of feeling your heart up in your throat.
Yeah.
But there's a shot of adrenaline, John, that goes through you that white folks say is living.
Sam did it.
That's what I'm saying. You know all about this. I don't understand why this isn't part of you. This part of your DNA.
No, I don't
taking chances.
I don't do roller coasters.
Life chances.
I don't do small planes. I don't do helicopters.
Bungee jumping.
Nope.
Go right in there too.
Nope.
Jumping off bridges.
Nope.
Y'all do that.
I do not do that. Yeah. I have nothing. I've never even. That's never, Jason. I've never even had the itch at all.
Well, good for you
to have that kind of thrill. I get my thrill in other ways, man. Like watching the Raiders chase Kyler Murray. You know that.
Well, that'll be short lived.
That is a thrill. You know what the other thrill I have is? Watching Bryce Harper hit a walk-off grand slam against Chicago. I mean,
you cannot be serious. Y'all cannot be serious.
2-2 with the bases loaded and one out.
Oh. Bases loaded. Wow.
Yeah, that's why it's a grand slam, John.
That is unbelievable. I get a thrill from that. Right here on the ground. My feet are here. You know? But thankfully, Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family are okay. They're safe. They survived.
Crazy story.
You see this picture, man, and you're like, how?
That plane looks like nobody could have come out of it. It's an absolute miracle.
Yeah,
thank God
I don't.
That man and his family are safe.
I don't know if we. I don't know if we know exactly what happened.
Not yet. You know, they got to do the whole. But I should be looking at that pilot with the side eye.
Yeah,
the airport. Now, they said he did a great job putting that fire out, but aren't you still, even though he put that fire out, aren't you going to look at him like, man, we almost died.
Yeah. Have you seen that movie, Sully?
Yes.
You have seen it?
Yeah, the one, Sully Burger. He flies that thing down, lands on
is
the water.
Is it good? Is, it Hudson. Worth renting?
Who rents movies?
Oh, you know.
People
like,
still rent movies?
Like, or if you get it on
Amazon
Prime.
You got a
Prime.
Blockbuster?
Amazon Prime.
Okay. Is it worth renting?
I think you watch that thing on YouTube, Brad, if you want to. Oh, you want to cut the middleman out there.
My man said, is that worth written? I feel like that has not been heard on radio since 1997.
Kind of an old head.
Brad had it out to Blockbuster Video after the show.
I'm about to go get that.
You got to make sure you put your tapes back in the
I know.
I'm
about to go down to that garage sale they're having with the Grizzlies today, get that VHS player so I can have an extra backup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know if they're going to make a movie about this, but the good news is that Dale Earnhardt Jr. Is safe. Don't get on a small plane. Don't get on a In fact, don't get on an airplane ever. Just, you know, do like Calkins and just drop.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.